Yeah. David Ashley Podcast. Yeah. This song didn't get enough play for me. Let's go. Hey. Let's go. Hey, welcome to another episode of the David Ashley Podcast. You're going to hear another like intro later. I just wanted to come back and add this intro because I heard that song earlier today and I was like, man, that song didn't get enough burn. But here we are. Yeah, man, let's get it. Yo, it's your guy. It's David Ashley. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a pretty decent pod to step to, and I apologize for that. Okay, you hear me? That is my fault. That's my fault, man. I'm ashamed, you know? I'm ashamed. And, you know, but I'm going to make it up. Listen, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I took for granted, or I didn't consider the amount of, listeners that I racked up the first time. And then I just left for a year, man. I don't understand. But today, we gonna get into some R&B, man. just cause you know all the conversations, you know, R&B is my comfort zone. Early 90s R&B preferably, like late 80s, early 90s preferably, like from 87 to 97. That is an unmatched time in R&B. But I'm about to play you something I just discovered. This song was in 2010. I didn't realize it. Hold on. Listen, ain't no structure tonight. We just gonna get into some more. I'm not gonna play entire songs. I'm gonna make it vibey, okay? Matter of fact, I'm gonna go back and give another intro. Just so I can set the tone. And you've already heard the intro, but just know. But so this is what I'm about to do. Hold on, check it out. Oh. Girl. I just want to say, let me sing it. Got a lady on the line screaming, I want what she need. Oh. Come on, Tank. I'm leaving. Woo! Rushing the sea. Oh. I got the signs on. I'm running very nice. She says she's home alone. She made it in her life. Until I get there. Hey. Stay on the line. It's an emergency. Ooh. I'm rushing out of her mind. Come on. First of all, Tank, was it a race? Like, who was she called two niggas at the same time and told y'all to come on? Somebody might get there before me. What you mean? But metaphorically, I understand. Yo, I just found that for some reason I was about to go to bed. What made me pick? I don't even know what made me go. So if you haven't checked it out, Tank has a pretty decent podcast. Him, Jay Valentine. I just listened to the John B. episode. It was flames. Eric Burnett. Although I will say, they know that they got a little feedback from it. Because it's like, my nigga, if you're gonna do a podcast called R&B Money, your first 5 to 7 guests got to be all flames, got to be all R&B. And their first, episode was Fox, Jamie Foxx, which it was a great episode, that rapport, because Jamie Foxx, Tank and worked together on a lot of songs, but then they go off and they'll have Swaggy P, like Nick Young. And they'll have another proper, like, well, wait, what? I'm talking about in the first 5 episodes, though. And then they'll bounce back and have a Ray Parker Jr., LaToya Luckett. I haven't listened to that episode yet. But anyway, man, this Tank, he had another one. Hold on, check this out. That emergency was hard. Check this. You remember this one?
If you're sexy and you know it, and you're sexy and you show it, let me see you get your hands in the air.
Hey.
If you're sexy and you know it, and you're sexy and you show it, hey. Waving like you just don't care. We don't need no clones for this. Baby on the floor.
I kept thinking, like, man, this was 2010. Damn.
Dropping down low for this.
Hey.
All up on the side with this.
Hey.
On between the thighs with this.
Hey.
Imagine how she ride with this.
Imagine how she ride with this. With this. Oh, I'm not gonna get too. Listen.
I know it's hurting you. Oh, oh.
Hey.
Didn't think it'd take us this long.
Listen, man. Listen. Hey, how about this one? Wait, what? Wait a minute. That was a remix. So check it out, man. Random, but I just wanted to come on and be random tonight. Is that okay? September 1st, I felt like hollering at y'all, man. Listen, I can do shit like this all day. I mean, I should have built a big platform and, got to talking to folks about this. Excuse me. I'm juicy mouthed and shit. I should have got to talking to folks about this a long time ago so I could, monetize it and, do something like that, because this is my wheelhouse. I love it. Although I will say that I do wish that I had a deeper pool of music to pull from, right? I got a lot of stuff I can pull from, don't get me wrong, but man, I was over hanging out with some of my guys the other night, and they were a little bit old, probably about 10 years older than me, most of them were, and their house music knowledge and of course that was their era, right? It was like house music was big in the 80s, well, 90s too. It's still big depending on where you go, but I wish that there was, when you're in the hood, man, you don't really so what was the first white song that I remember liking? Let's see, the first white song that I remember liking was, probably, MTV or something like that. Hold on, check this out. I know you know this. come off. Hey, these long intros was kicking your ass back in the 80s. You hear me? This was probably the first white song I remember liking. Remember it had the cartoon, half real, you know, video? Man, I remember watching like Saturday Night Videos or something. Hey! Watch the beat. Ba ba. Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba. Right? But, you know, I don't even know what year this came out, but there was no way I could go. I couldn't go back. I mean, I don't know what year this came out, but I'm probably. Not probably, I'm most likely in elementary school, right? This album came out in 1985. So in 1985, I'm 5 years old. I'm in kindergarten, first grade, right? I mean, there's no way I could go back. And not that I'm, yeah, I can't go back to, you know, Miss Kaufenstein's kindergarten class or Miss Dickover's first grade class. My real life had a first grade teacher, first and third grade teacher named Miss Dickover. She was wild. And you know, when you're in the hood, you're kind of relegated to whatever you kind of grew up with in the household. Like that's what's the norm for you. And you can't, like, if you can't go back to school and be like, hey, guys, you heard this song, Aha Take On Me? It just, you know, and the older you got, the more it was like, I don't know if you can get away with this. I remember, shout out to Rick, my homeboy, I'm going to just play the song for you. But I had this CD, and Cuzzo, Dante used to clown me for this, too. And listen, man, I didn't, it didn't really matter for me. Like, if I liked it, I liked it. But I didn't necessarily, you know, if I liked it, didn't mean I necessarily went, you know, around and, you know, talked about it unless it was R&B, unless it was rap or something like that. So, man, I remember hearing this song, and I kid you not, I went and bought the single. Hello. I remember my guy Rick saw this. He had came over and he heard me play. Like, he can't, either he saw it or I think he heard me playing it. And he was like, yo, let me borrow that. Yo, the green and barley like me beside the sea green. Swing, swing. Yo. Oh. Kiss me. Beneath the bearded twilight. Yo, listen. Strike up the firefly in the firefly. That silver moon sparkling. Yeah. So kiss me. Listen, man, I don't care what you say. I was at this graduation party about 2 months ago, and they played a game where the DJ, they had a DJ, he would play like the first, he would play a song, whoever raised their hand first and knew the song, you know, got the point. We were in teams. Man, I went crazy. Oh, Man, and this was one of the songs, man. And it got to a point where people were like, what is going on? It was me and this older black lady going at it. But at the end, I think we won. I went crazy. Like, and I could see some people looking at me like, what is happening? And but anyway, back to, you know, saying, my boy, I remember my boy Rick borrowed this from me, and it was like, oh yeah. It was like a moment where I was kind of like, I wasn't sure, because again, this is white people music, right? And this is some teeny bopper. I mean, I was a teenager at the time. This is some teeny bopper white people music, you know, and I didn't really know if it would be received. Cuzzo used to clown me for this, man. I'm going to hit Cuzzo up. And he used to clown me for this, though. And but yeah, it was a moment between me and Rick, like, yo, you fuck with this too? Bet. I like that. So, you know, growing up, man, you kind of, you know, if you're in the hood, for the most part, you know, you can like some stuff, but you know, you don't know who likes what, man. We just didn't have that kind of freedom in the hood. This was another, but this wasn't really a white song, though. I'm gonna play you two songs from the same artist, which, you know, it's kind of cheating, man. I've wanted to do, let's see. Everybody knows this one. Nah, I ain't gonna do this one. Everybody knows this one. Check it out. See if you recognize it. See if you recognize it from the intro. Yeah. Yeah. Three, two, one, and I bet you'll get it from the hold on. I didn't realize it was this long. Come on.
Ah. Oh, well, I guess it would be nice.
It's an R&B song, if you can say ooh yeah to it. This was another white song. Ooh, oh baby, I'm reconsidering. Damn, I don't know and word. But I need someone to love me and I'm friends at the door. Cause I gotta have faith. This was another. Same artist. This show enough wasn't like, this wasn't white people music. He was super white. Hey, rest in peace, George Michael. Yeah. Oh man, oh wait a minute. My favorite George Michael song of all time, though. Wait, how it come in?
That's all I wanted.
This is R&B. I might change the name of this podcast to the David Ashley R&B podcast. You know? So check this out. Nah, hold on. Hey, come on. Yo. This is not R&B. I'm sorry, this is not white people music. This is Blue Eyed Soul, if you ever heard it, man. Alright, Simp, come in. Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Told me.
Yeah, man. So there was a, so anyway, yeah, those were some of the first white songs I remember, you know, hearing and liking as a child, like as a single digit age child. That blew my mind. Oh, wait, I'm gonna play you two more songs. And really, these aren't, and they're white songs. I don't know if you ever check it out, Hot 97, Ebro and Rosenberg and all of them. They do this segment called White-ish Wednesdays. It's pretty dope, man. Go, try to like go through the archives. I think they've been doing it for a few months now, but try and start from then and then come to now. But they play a lot of, you know, they play a white song. They see if anybody recognizes it. But I'm going to play you this one. And yo, I just, I don't even know if I know any more of this guy. So I'm sure I do. But man, when I tell you, I used to secretly love the shit out of this song. Hold on, check it out. I mean, that was just one of those joints where I loved that song, man, as a kid. And yeah, man. So, you know, again, if you're just joining us, no, I'm just playing. There's no way you would be just joining us unless you turned the podcast on and started at minute 21. So what else we got? Oh, so somebody sent me a shout out to Dave. He sent me this video. So I'll give you a story. It's a quick story. Back in, let's say, 03? 03 or 04, there was, it was my first time at Waffle House, and it was myself, Big Dave, and Brian. It was my first ever time going, to the Waffle House. And right there off of Briley Park, no, White Bridge and Charlotte Pike. And Brian starts humming this song. He said, and I'm like, and I stopped. I said, dog, what is that? And he was like, what is what? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, he ended up telling me. And I was like, dog, I need whatever this song that is. And it was this girl that he knew. Actually, him and Dave knew. And he ended up giving
something. Can you say it again?
Oh, no, I'm not talking to you, Alexa. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, she heard me. That was scary. I ain't going to lie to you. That was scary. Because most of the time she says something and I'm talking shit back and she just be like, whatever. She'd be like, whatever, dude. This time she responded to it. Kind of scared me, I ain't gonna lie to you. So check this out. It plays, I get the CD, it's like what, seven or eight songs on the CD. I wear it out and I trade it with my sister. Shout out to Ray. I traded with my sister for a Stevie Wonder Best of Greatest Hits, because this music was right in her wheelhouse. Like, she was, you know. Yeah, so check it out, man. I heard this song, and then I later spotted this song in the background of Hello Roscoe Jenkins. I'm at the movies. I mean, this is years later. This song was out like 03. Well, when I first heard it, what was it, 03 or 04? And Roscoe Jenkins, you know, that came out like 08, 09, something like that. So anyway, I'm just going to play it for you. Hold on, wait. I ain't turned it up. Shut up, don't judge me. Here you go.
At this time, in this place you are mine. Yep. And at this moment in my life you belong to me. To me, ooh,
hey,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Long intros, man. Check out the words, man. Hey.
I don't think it's wrong. I can't help it. My mind asks my heart if she felt it. I can only ask for so much. I will settle for this time. Right here. My arms brag to each other about how you feel. So cool. Conversations, I know what they feel is real. The past, it didn't last. The present went too fast.
Hey.
So will be, I wish that far I could see. But
at this time,
at this time,
in this place,
you are mine. And
at this moment
in my life,
in my life,
you belong to me. To me. Oh, to me.
Hey, forgive me if my hunger conflicts with you. I pray for moments consumed by me.
Oftentimes we receive and then regret.
Shit.
I haven't had a reason yet.
This is the time
God meant for us to be. This is the place He allowed us to meet.
I will never get another chance.
I just hope you understand
at this time. At this time. Anyway. Yeah, so that's the part that I heard. She had a few tracks on there. Actually, that's the only song from that. I guess it was a demo that made it to her album. And somebody sent me a video of her singing it acoustic with some guys on Instagram today, and put that song back in my head, man. That song was the shit, man. I put so many people onto that song, it was crazy. And then on to Algebra, and then, you know, people she would do songs with. It was a good time in music, man. R&B is dead, by the way. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I just found it out of the blue, only because I saw the name Seven Streeter on there. And I remember she had a couple of songs with Chris Brown back in the day. And that's the, yeah, I've never heard a whole album. See, that was my problem, man. Growing up, I didn't, you know, we had no money to be just buying albums. I mean, like I've told y'all before, like the first album that I owned was Bigger and Deffer from LL Cool J, his second album, I think. But, you know, then I would go get, I think the second tape that I had was Bobby Brown's, like the single, the Hump, My Prerogative single. And I forgot what the B-side was to that. And then there was, let's see. What was it? There was, well, you know, the first CD I owned was in Christmas Interpretations. Then the first one that I bought with my own money was Brian McKnight's first album. Oh, man. Oh, I'm finna play. Oh, so anyway. So for that, I just didn't grow up listening to entire albums because I ain't really had the money. You know, there were times, I think one of the first albums that I got from like Columbia House was, there were two that I remember. There was a Jackson 5 Greatest Hits, and there was Usher's first album. And yeah, so, you know, I learned that joint front to back then. Oh, let me play you. Oh, shit. Yo, I'm finna play out a couple more songs. If you don't mind, thank you. Know what I'm saying? If you rocking with me, I appreciate it, man. Take this trip down memory lane. But this song right here is a newer song that I rock with. It's one of them I listen to this song a lot, like honestly. Check it out.
Wanting for the night, why do we keep on trying to fight?
Shut up. Hey.
Your legs, your hips, your eyes, my hands, your dirty mind. I love your cherry pie. Seconds for me tonight.
What we do, it ain't no crime.
Do the time, every time we touch, it's nightly. Five and shining.
I could destroy you.
I feel like you know it's the right time. Touch me right, yours tonight. Before you go, I want another round tonight.
Maybe I can eat it all day.
All day.
Cherries all day.
I feel like you should come and pull me close. In and out, left to right. Baby, cherry is a flavor for tonight.
And I'ma eat it all day.
Eat it all day.
Cherry sorbet.
Man, that's a hell of a song to me, man. It's a really nice song. by Seven Streeter and Dixon. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's Dixon's song. And wait, is this on an album? Hold on. Go to album. Oh, no. It was just a one-time joint. Single by Dixon featuring Seven Streeter. So check that out. Check that out if you get a chance. Talking about that first Usher album. My. Listen, man. So there was a great moment where 21 years ago this week. That's weird. That's weird to say. So I'm not going to scrub that from the record. But I was moving into, I had just gone away to school, Tennessee State, and my roommate, one of my roommates and I had gone, I met him at my last school. So he got there first. He was really instrumental in me getting there. You know, he would say, 20 to 1, dog. It's 20 to 1 down here talking about the ratio of women to men. And I'm like, word? And you know what I mean? Like, I had just got in a car and the car wasn't going to, not the car. I mean, I had just gotten a car, but I wasn't going to. So it was between Jackson State, Southern, which there was some talk about me going to Southern before, unbeknownst to me. I didn't know. I had an uncle that taught there. My uncle went there and he ended up teaching there. My aunt, him and his wife, and then my aunt lived with him while she attended Southern. And I was like, what is going on? So anyway, so it was between Southern, Jackson State, Old Dominion, which is not an HBCU, but you know, my sister was there. And I was going to go down there. And, you know, Tennessee State, got back to me, and they were 6 hours away, and Southern and Jackson State were 12. Old Dominion in Norfolk, Virginia was 14 hours away. I had driven that twice to visit. And, you know, that Tennessee State drive, I hit Indianapolis, which I had people in. I would stop all the time. Louisville had not a whole lot of people, but still somewhere if I needed to stop, I could stop, especially since after I had been there for a year, year or two. It was an easy drive, right up and down 65. So I chose TSU. But when I first moved in, man, we sang. Sometimes you meet people. I'm somebody that, like, when I know a song, I know every nook and cranny of that song. And I found out he was the same way. And, man, we sang this song. And I ain't gonna lie to you. It was just a great moment because we were singing every song that we knew all the words to. I mean, raps, all of that. Like, we was just going as we moved in. And this is when I was like, okay, not everybody knows this song. So, again, a long intro, but check it out. On that first Usher, I remember I was listening to this. Hold on. Listen to this, and I thought I knew how to talk to girls after this. Cause he, you know, he's gonna start talking. Listen, man, R&B ain't gonna live again until we start talking at the beginning of the song. Hey.
What's going on? I've seen you around my way a couple times.
You just moved around the way, right?
I see all the fellas been pressing you for your number. I
like to get to know you.
So I never want to spend some time. You know, some talking on the phone or something.
I never once said that to a woman. Like, never once. Is this the breakdown or so long?
I'm on a mission just to hear.
Hold
on.
Sorry, that may have sounded like a skipped record. Same people did this song. Also did, not also, I mean, Al B. Sure was a producer on that song. And who also worked on this song. Well, I think this is Well, I mean, this ain't Tevin Campbell's best song. You'd have to say that was Can We Talk. But this is top two Tevin Campbell for me. Kevin Tambell. Hold on. Check it out. Woo! Background singers Casey and JoJo, by the way.
We were holding hands in the park. We had to hurry home before the storm.
What?
I can't wait to see your smile again.
Oh, babe.
And I love the time we spent.
I'm in seventh grade, Mac.
Waiting for the break.
Hey, Miriam.
So I can see your smile in the sun.
That was my boot cakes. Hey, Anissa.
I guess I couldn't wait in school.
Hey, Janice.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
To see your pretty face, I've got to stay cool.
Hey, Maria.
Break it down.
Girl, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Yeah. The vocal arranger, Casey Haley, JoJo Haley. Background vocals, Al B. Sure, Casey Haley, JoJo Haley. Yeah. Yeah, man. Listen, man. Good stuff. I like this. I like this groove, man. Let me know if y'all like this. I don't know if I probably got two people listening now. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know, man. We got to get back to talking at the beginning of R&B songs. Like for real. Yeah. We got to get back talking at the beginning of R&B songs, man. I think a problem is there's fewer people coming from church, right? So there are fewer singers. Like singers. And listen, keep in mind, I mean, you know, when we talk about Hall of Fame of people who can't really sing but make great songs, we talking about classic albums. We talking about Keith Sweat first album. We talk about any Bobby Brown album or any, you know, we talking about Keith Sweat, Bobby Brown. We talking about Case. You know what I mean? People who are not singers and teeter the edge of, you know, really not being able to sing, you know what I'm saying? But still, like, not being, you know, somebody who you'd be like, man, you can't sing. Get out of here. Macy Gray, you know? So, but I still think, you know, church, not I think, all the major singers, you know, well, most of them at least came from church. And I think what happens is, like, when you look at the 70s, there's this great clip of Marvin Gaye recording songs, the music for, what was that? Oh, shit. Look it up on YouTube, man, where he's got the cap on and all. He's laying down on the couch. He's singing. But the band was in the room. He just had the mic, and he's singing. He's laying down. So the musicality isn't there as much anymore, right? Because people are doing their own things and they're not necessarily musicians. They're beat makers, right? So the musicality back then, and then you get to the 80s where it's a little bit more, you know, electronics being used. And then the 90s, where they're still musicians. But then after that, I feel like those guys were trained by the musicians of the 90s. And then it just kept getting watered down more and more. The music, that is. So, and now, I mean, they're starting to sample. I mean, this is a example of it, but it's Usher, so it doesn't really count. But I actually woke up to this song this morning. It's Usher featuring Ella May. You know, they're starting to sample. They're starting to sample R&B songs from the 90s. Right? And, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just getting, it's getting to a weird place right now. And, but I ain't gonna lie to you. This one is, I mean, obviously it gives you the high five feels if you can hear it. Hold on, watch this. Kissing Game. Ah. Hey.
This is, y'all know what this is.
Hey.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated, vitamins. Feel the love in the end, baby, you know. In the rush, you've been letting way the time go. You going on this journey now? Cause I done had one too many dreams. And I know that you feel me the way I am. And feeling you, and it's cool that you got a motive. And I think I like it. I know all your
next song. Check it out. Hey, Neo. Neo brought R&B back during a time where everybody needed a rapper on the song. I'm gonna try to find a bridge, so hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to find a bridge. He was on Questlove's, you know, podcast, and they were thanking him for bringing bridges back. And this is a bridge. If it ain't, forgive me. I got some learning to do. But yeah, check this out though. It's a great bridge. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Don't make me.
That, hey, that's an R&B noise right there. Yeah, man. I'll tell you what inspired this, man. I was listening to Joe Budden's podcast. And, you know, he started playing music. He plays music at the end of every episode, which I didn't know. I just, like, I was good for listening to the clips on Joe Budden on YouTube. And just recently, I'm talking about last week, I just started listening to whole episodes. Even though I've been looking at his clips for at least 2 years now, you know. And I followed the breakup and all the other kind of stuff, but I just now got to a point. See, podcasts are weird with me, man. I'm like relationships. Podcasts are like relationships to me, man. Like if I, this is why I apologize so much for leaving you all. Because if you all feel like I do, you hate to see one of your podcasts go. But also, it takes me a while. Like, I have to listen to a few episodes. And, you know, like I listen to a little bit of a few episodes. And thank God people got clips now because that kind of lures people in. But it just takes me a while to want to listen to your entire podcast, you know. Let's see. Oh, shoot. I just thought of another podcast I should have listened to today. Oh, my God. There's this podcast called Something. You Must Remember This. And there is a 10-episode arc about Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. It's riveting. I don't use riveting all the time, but it's fascinating. What's this? What's going on here? Yo, I'm iPhone gang now. I don't even like saying that, but you know it's true. Anyway, there was a couple more songs I wanted to let off. Let's see. So anyway, got this from Joe Budden. We play songs at the end, and I'm like, I'm still wondering how he does that though. You know, like how do you do that? Maybe because it's on Spotify. Well, I guess that is why you do that, because you're on Spotify. You can, and it's a big. Nah, but he doesn't have a deal with Spotify anymore. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, just I'm thinking about it from a monetary standpoint. Like, you know, this is why I'm adjusting the What's Your Favorite Song and taking music out of it, because if I want to monetize one day, you know, I can't do so with this music. With this one, you know, I'm just talking to y'all. Like, I honestly enjoy this. You know, I've been going almost an hour. Come on, man. You can tell that I enjoy this. This is a release for me, being able to sit around and talk, you know, talk shit, play songs. So, you know, so I'll shoot the shit in the first part of the podcast, and then, you know, I might get into some music shit in the second half at the end. I haven't figured out. I'm gonna just go with the flow. But I'm back to talking my shit, you know. Man, Hov dropped a new verse. Listen, man. The amount of passion and the amount of double and triple entendres in this verse is one of Hov's best verses. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of people... Oh, you hype? Nah, man. Listen to the verse. I ain't gotta defend certain stuff. You ain't gotta defend no more. Just look at that, man. It's crazy what he does in his verse, man. So it goes for 4 minutes, 80 bars, man. Motivated, man. How you 52, and he's still doing this, man. This is it's good shit. So, let's see. I could go on for 50 more songs, but I'm gonna try to get some more work done tonight. And what's tonight? Tonight is Wednesday? No, it's Thursday. Today Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday. I might do it once, twice a week. I think I'm definitely going back to once a week, at the very least, because. You know, I don't have anything to, you know, it's nothing to edit. I can just upload this joint and put it out, you know, download it and then put it out. Download it from one platform and then upload it to my Anchor situation. And voila. You know, y'all, thanks for rocking with me tonight. If you're still here, you know, I appreciate you. Let's see what else is happening out there right now. Man, they just traded Donovan Mitchell to the Cavaliers. Danny Ainge just cleaned the house, and everybody knew he was going to go. But everybody did think he was going to New York, though. So that's going to be interesting to see. But it's not, you know. Donovan Mitchell is a really good player, but honestly, it wasn't until last year I realized he was only 6'1". I could have swore Donovan Mitchell was 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", like D-Wade, because he's like Dwayne Wade-esque, right, with a better three-pointer. But yeah, he can feel like, not that he is fool's gold, but he can feel like fool's gold, right? There was 2 years ago where he was on fire. I'm talking about 45 here, 50 there. But I don't know. I don't know, man. But you know my stance on the NBA. NBA has been watered down year by year since, I think, 95. I blame Kobe, even though, you know, Kobe's my second favorite player of all time, but I blame Kobe. Only because he was, you know, once he came in, Kobe was the first guard to come straight from high school, like, you know, in the modern day. It was Moses Malone. And then there was, you know, technically Sean Kemp, because he didn't play in college. He attended like a semester, I think. And then there was, you know, 7 years later, Kevin Garnett, right? All big men. But now Kobe comes in 96, and it's like, and he sets off, you know, a flood, if you will, of young players who didn't know he was going to turn out to be Kobe. They didn't know Kobe was that maniacal. And I would even go as far as to say that Kobe wasn't the only people that were really, really ready in the modern day. Was, I think, LeBron and KG. But man, once Kobe got going, obviously he became, you know, top five for me, all time. So anyway, what you have is a bunch of people who used to be number one options in the NBA, and a bunch of people who should be number two options who are now number one options. And a bunch of people are number three options, now number two options. Like, there's no way for it to go any other way, right? Because this thing is kind of really embedded in you. You can't learn to be a number one. I mean, that's, you look at Paul George, man. Paul George plays his best ball. You know, Lamar Odom played his best ball under certain circumstances. You know, and it's, you can have the skills to be a number one, but you don't have the mindset or the heart to be a number one, because it's a different type of person. Anyway, man, don't get me on my, you know. And now we have what we have now, where people keep, anyway, man, don't listen, man. I'm on my old man, get off my lawn type shit, but truth is the truth, baby. So I ain't gonna give y'all no outro. Wait. No, F it. I give y'all outro song. What are we doing with the outro song? Let's see. I ain't even really get into like my era R&B. Really? Shit. Oh man, hold on. I'm gonna play the intro as the outro. I'm gonna play the intro as my outro. And we just gonna zone out. So now we're just gonna phase it out like this, man. Just one of the best, most recognizable intros, probably in all of R&B. I ain't gonna even lie to you. And I'm gonna play it again, right? But until next week, y'all. I don't even have a saying to sign off with. But you know. Also, let me just say this. How about this? Man, Hammond, man, y'all going through it, man. My heart prayers are with y'all. The loss of Julius. He's a good dude, man. I just been knowing him since he was a kid, man. Just senseless violence, man. And then Talia. You know, I think that's Apollo's sister. Peace and love to Chuck and Julius's family. It was another young man who lost his life. He was I think he worked with George. We call him Fatty G. But yeah, man, Hammond. I mean, you know, they closed. Let me shut up, man. Let me shut up. But you know, peace and light to everybody, man. Everybody going through it right now. That it's hard to hear, man. It's hard to hear people you know, getting killed for no reason, man. It's like, you know, adds to the total, right? There's no way in a city like Hammond, and I understand what happens, but you know, I think those two make 50? I think 50 people that I've known growing up that have been murdered, and for what, you know? But I'm not naive enough to be like, oh, y'all, like, we need to do better, because what's happening now, the answer to it was years ago. So, anyway, man, let me get off down there. I brought it down at the end. So we're going to get into this, and this is just how we're going to go out. Go on. Follow your dreams, y'all. Let's get it. If you really listen to it, Stokely was a stalker. The second verse, Stokely said,
of rejection. If you're with
me, he said, I keep. Oh, no, no. He said he's about to say it here. Bye bye.
You keep telling me that your time is always taken. But I keep seeing you out alone.
What? Stokely, you are.
Listen to love. To have is bounded with
you. Are. Stalking that girl, man. What you doing?
Waiting to be unleashed.
Bye, 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 bye.
Shut me down.
All right, y'all.
Breaking my heart.
I'm back. What's your favorite podcast? We'll be back soon. More interviews. More. Professions. Right. Hey. It's a lot, man. I got a lot on my plate right now. I plan to be exhausted at the end of September. You know, I'm really trying to hike up my productivity. But this is my release, y'all. Yeah. Bap out.
You can disguise.
All right. I'm gone.